giant nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tom Pounder, and welcome to another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. Today, we are talking with Matt McKee from the Rethink Group, and I'm really excited about this interview. It's something that he is very passionate about. It involves technology and social media and online activities with students and how we can keep them safe. And he's got something new that he is working on, and I'm really excited for him to share about it. So let's just get right into it.
All right. Well, my guest today is Matt McKee, and he works with the Rethink Group. Now, Matt, you want to say hey, Matt?
Well, what's up, everybody?
Okay, for everyone, just for you to know, this is my first phone interview with someone. So usually I'm trying to do this live in person with people, but with Matt being in Atlanta and me being in D.C., this is a phone call conversation, so I'm going to have to get used to this. Matt, just a quick question, though. This is one thing I've always wondered about Rethink/Orange. Do you guys, when you guys introduce yourself, do you guys say we're with the Rethink Group or we're with Orange? Is there a difference?
It depends on who I'm talking to. If I'm talking to a group of pastors that might know Orange, I talk about Orange and what we're doing, for kids at churches and what, you know, we do really to hopefully impact the next generation. If I'm on a plane and I don't know the person and or if I'm, you know, with a bunch of business guys that have no clue what Orange is, I'll say I'm with the Rethink Group, which makes it sound a little more broad because all the different things that Rethink does is, even outside of Orange, there's, you know, a partnership with Chick-fil-A that is the core essentials. And so we, the Rethink Group has, basically character development into schools, thousands of schools across the U.S., as well as some other things that that they do as well. So it just depends. It depends on who I'm talking to and, if I want to talk about, curriculum or a conference, or if I want to talk about truly all the different initiatives that they have going on.
Okay, cool. Well, that helps clarify things for me. Well, just to give everyone a background of my relationship with you, I met you actually, I think, about 3 years ago. And my first interaction with you really was through an email. And at this time in my life, I had been doing a blog for a little bit, a student ministry focused blog for a little bit. And I got an email from Matt, saying that I was invited to be along with some other bloggers for the Orange conference. And I was like, I was blown away because basically I feel like I have this like small little niche group in my blog and not many people were watching it or listening to it or no, reading it. Other than, like my mom and my dad and that kind of stuff. So I was like, wait, how does this guy from Orange kind of discover me? So I really thought it was spam, to be honest, Matt, at the very first onset. So,
well, one of the things that Orange asked me to do, is try to keep up with all the different things that are happening online, in the worlds of children's ministry and youth ministry. It wasn't just a search. It was actually a friend of a friend that said, hey, have you checked out Tom's blog? And I was like, you know what? I haven't. So I started, I subscribed to your RSS feed. And when we were looking at, different people to kind of bring in to help cover Orange Conference, it was, that's a no-brainer. Let's get Tom in here.
Dude, well, that was awesome. I mean, seriously, being blogging – for you guys a little bit and helping, just share about Orange really has impacted my life in a huge way. So I'm so grateful for the opportunity to come out there. I'm disappointed that I can't come out there this year, but I hopefully will be there in years to come. So, all right, well, let's get into the reason why you and I wanted to do this podcast together today. But it's about something that you're doing with Orange, and you kind of gave a little outline of what Well, actually, can you give people kind of an overview of what you do with Orange and the Rethink Group?
Yeah, so I help with their digital strategy, and I help them really launch new initiatives. So when you look at when I say digital strategy, I mean anything social, mobile. You know, when we're looking at how can parents and kids connect in a digital way, you know, I'll be a part of that. And then also how do you help pastors help train and equip and encourage pastors as well. So I help on those fronts as well as help with creativity around conferences and tours. And I travel and speak on behalf of Orange quite a bit. So that's what I do with them. And then, you know, this latest thing that you and I have been talking about is actually something outside of Orange, but it goes hand in hand with what Orange is about, and that's helping parents help their kids. And it's something that Adam Duckworth and I started, and it's called Parent Chat. And Parent Chat is a way for, at least I hope, a way for us to help kids stay safe online.
Yeah, this is fascinating because you sent me this whole sheet here, and I love reading it. Well, can you tell me a little brief outline of, like, how this got started? Like, what caused you to kind of start this and proceed down this direction?
Yeah, I mean, in my past, I have I've started different tech companies, whether it be a web company or, you know, I started a mobile app company, and we ended up doing over 1,000 apps for churches. And so the technology aspects, even though I have a degree in theater of all things, so, you know, it's one of those things where I ask, okay, how do you leverage technology for the sake of the gospel? And there was a school down in Fort Lauderdale who said, hey, we really need to talk to our parents about how to keep their kids safe. And it really hit home, and it hit home because I just had to go through that with my 10-year-old. He went over to a, you know, to a friend's house, and even though his iPad was locked down, their network at that person's house was not. And so, you know, on a different iPad on that network, it was wide open. And as soon as you give kids permission, which means if you let them online, they're curious. And that curiosity, that permission leads, or as soon as you give them access, you give them permission. So we live in a very tough world. You know, pornography, when you and I were growing up, Tom, you had to find a magazine or a VHS tape or a crazy uncle. Today it is, of course, much more prevalent. So we're trying to help parents start the conversation with their kids, know what their kids are doing, and in ways that they're not asking them, hey, have you seen porn? So there's, there's some different things that are going on there.
Yeah, well, can you share with me a little bit, too? I'm completely fascinated by this because I had a similar situation a few years ago with my daughter's iPod Touch. And they had a sleepover, and one of their friends, and this was a girl. This wasn't even a boy thing. So this isn't just a boy problem. This is a girl problem as well. And I thought, you know, okay, you know, they can have access to Safari on their iPod Touch or whatnot. I didn't lock any of it down. And then lo and behold, I get a phone call a week later from this parent saying that our kids were looking at stuff. And I'm like, I was blown away. I had no idea even what to do with my child. I thought, oh, I have daughters. They're not going to encounter this kind of stuff. So I was very fascinated with this. And I'm really glad that you guys are doing this. Now, is this associated with Orange, or is this your own separate deal here?
It's my own separate deal. It's something that Adam and I are launching or have launched together. We've done a couple different events, and it's something that I will have to say is very much ground level, grassroots at this point. And it's a brand that we're building, and it's a conversation that we're trying to start all across the world.
Now, how many of these have you done so far? Have you been able to reach out to a bunch of people so far, or are you guys really, you're just getting started?
We're just getting started. I mean, I've done two of these so far, and I'm hoping that we can do a whole lot more. The website is just now getting up. There's, you know, there's a bunch of different things that are in the works. And if you've ever started a company, you would know you wish you were, you know, 3-4 months ahead of where you are currently, no matter what stage you're at. And that's kind of where we are today. But, you know, it all starts with things like this. It all starts with a podcast. It all starts with a phone call and you saying, I want to make a difference. So let's do it.
Yeah. Well, this is awesome. And I think, so who's your target? Like what kind of parent range or kid range are you looking for? Are you looking for like tweens and teenagers, or what kind of parents are you looking for as your audience here?
Yeah, because the research that I've been seeing, the pornography industry is actually targeting children from ages 7 to 17. Mm-hmm. So when you so really that's our target, parents of anyone starting at age 7 and going all the way through high school. So it's a big range, and it's a hard topic, especially if you're having to talk to a 7-year-old. But that's where we are today.
Now, when you do these times, are you doing it with parents and kids together or just parents?
Right now, it's just parents. We're trying to equip parents as best as we can. And then we're actually partnering with other companies that are trying to help parents either with a device or different tools that can help their homes stay safe, and then also with their mobile devices when they leave the home. So there's some exciting things that are happening behind the scenes that I think will help not only the conversations that we have with parents, but also give parents the tools for when they leave.
Yeah. Well, this is great. And Matt, I really appreciate you sharing all this stuff. And give me the website real quick of where you're at.
Yeah, it's parentchat.org. So parentchat.org.
And I'll put, for everyone listening, I'll put that on the show notes of where you can, in a link so you can go right from there. Matt, I have a question too about apps. Okay, you know, I know we have, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and stuff, and I know there's the regular text messaging that you can get on the phone. But one thing that's been really fascinating to me is all the different text messaging apps that are there. And you've highlighted some of these in your parent chat sheet, but are there some apps there that are more dangerous than others that parents right now should be looking on their kids' phones right or iPod touches right now about?
Well, you know, the ones that scare me the most are the ones that the kids believe are vanishing posts, meaning, you know, you've got Yik Yak and you've got Snapchat and you've got Cyberdust. And you know, there's other ones that, are, of course, that are coming out every day that are trying to, you know, get their piece of the market. But what those do, you know, kids feel like, hey, I can post whatever I want. Someone sees it and it goes away. So, but as you know, not only can screenshots be taken, but then we have the case of Snapchat that, you know, it gets hacked and those posts, of course, didn't go away. They were stored and it ended up that over 20,000 nude photos that were shared on Snapchat ended up on the web. So that's not only is that sad, but it's reality, and there's you know, even when we think, okay, it's a lot of times it's like our sin. We think that we can do something and then hide it and no one will ever know, and then we're confronted with it. So the same thing will go with technology. Anything we do online is going to be seen someday, somehow, and so we just have to be careful.
Yeah, it is completely fascinating. There's been a bunch of different things. Again, I've known about Snapchat for a little bit just because I've heard about the security flaws, but I never even heard of this one called Cyberdust. I don't even know what that is. I'm going to go look on my daughter's phones today to see if they have that one on their deal. It's convicting for me because as much as I try to be very knowledgeable and very aware of what my daughters are doing, I also know there's a lot of times I need to
that I can be better at. And so I'm really interested to see if you guys come over to the Washington, D.C. area and do one of these, because I would love to attend one of these. Well, is there any – I have two questions for you. One's a fun question, but one yeah. the other one is just kind of a – if you could tell parents just one thing about this whole topic, what would you tell them, you know, to really interest them and really cause them to get a little bit more engaged in the lives of their children in regards to social media and internet safety?
So here's what I find fascinating. The research has said 46% of teens say that they would change their online behavior if they knew their parents were paying attention.
Hmm.
Now, I mean, it's not even like I've got to put something in my house. I've got to, you know, pay a monthly fee for a service that is going to track them. No, it's just paying attention. So if we can get parents literally to model this, then I think we can make a huge difference. And when I say model it, it's, parents have your screens out in the open. Parents have time at the dinner table where you're not on your phone. Also, don't let phones in the bedrooms and or iPod touches. Buy your son or daughter an alarm clock, a cheap one, at Walmart or Target, and don't give them an excuse to say, but it's also my alarm. Because give them an excuse to say, all of our phones are going to charge here in a central place overnight. Anytime that you can hide with a device, then it's it's cause, because again, you're giving access, and access means permission. So it's just truly paying attention, and if we can help parents pay attention, then I think we can win.
Yeah, and this reminds me of a family I used to minister to when their kids were in high school. And they told me that they never let any of their children have televisions in their bedrooms, because they wanted it to be a community environment, and they didn't want them watching anything, quote unquote, in secret. I mean, it really seems that phones have taken the place of TVs now, because you can do so much with them, that should be a place where we, like you said, just don't let them go in the bedrooms with them and have that alone time. So.
Well, and, you know, some parents are even, they'll have a little place outside the bathroom where, you know, you have to check your phone in. And, you know, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of games that are developed for toilet time, you know. But because, hey, how are you going to capture that? But I think you'll find out how you're going to capture that time. But I think what you'll find out is things will move along much more quickly if you have to check your phone at the door.
Yeah, that's a good note. A good word. Well, Matt, I appreciate it. I appreciate you coming on. My final question for you really is a fun one. I think I know the answer to this, but I have to ask it anyways. I'm assuming you saw the big announcement yesterday about more details of the Apple Watch.
Yeah.
With your digital life and how much you are involved with technology, are you going to be one of the first ones to buy the Apple Watch?
So I'm going to be the first ones to buy my wife one. And,
nice. Okay.
Yeah, and it's been a long time coming. I mean, even this past Christmas, I told her, I was like, hey, don't buy a Fitbit. Don't buy, all these different things. I'm buying you an Apple Watch. So at the end of the day, we will have one in the house. I'm still trying to decide for myself, but I will buy one for my wife, and I'll let you know what my thoughts are. I will also, at some point, just like the very first iPhone, I was running apps on it before the App Store ever opened up, because I hacked it, and I was kind of I was a part of that community. So there's an interest in me that says, what else can we get this thing to do? Even though there's already going to be apps on it. There's the curiosity in me that says, okay, how can we use this, of course, again, to help parents, to help students interact and deepen their relationship with God.
So. Well, that's awesome. I mean, that's very cool. I know I'm getting one. I when they announced it in September, I was fascinated. And well, I watched it yesterday. I'm like, I must have one. And I just turned 40 in January. So I said, this is my 40th birthday to my present to myself. I'm going to treat myself to get the Apple Watch, not the $10,000 Apple Watch, but, you know, a nice one. So,
yeah.
All right, Matt. Well, again, thanks. Thanks for coming on with me. Thanks for sharing this stuff. And again, I'll have some show notes for you guys on the podcast so that you can really track along with where Matt's going to be at and what he's going to be doing, and really try to find a way to get this to your community. So, thanks a lot, Matt. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay, well, that about wraps it up. Again, I want to thank Matt for joining me, and I really want you to check out his website and how we can work together with youth ministers and parents and teens, working together to keep the teens safe online. There is so much potential good for them being online, but also potential for bad as well. And so we want to really kind of help train parents up to know what students are getting into these days. And Matt's got a great program. So check it out. Check out his website. And again, thanks for joining me for episode 6 of the YM Sidekick podcast. Please share this on Twitter or Facebook. I've included that in the show notes along with, you know, all of Matt's information that you'll need as well. All right. Well, thanks for joining me today. And I hope to see you next week for episode number 7. Take it easy, everyone.